Hello, and welcome to Change From Within. I'm your host, Mary Clavier. This podcast is here to help you uncover your unique path to living your most aligned life. Today, I want to talk more about how we can use tools, in this episode specifically human design, as a way to parent not only ourselves, but also our families and have more insight into our families and how to meet their needs, especially with parenting, because children are their own unique people that will eventually put out into the world on their own. And I don't know about you, but for me, I'll take all the tools and tips that I can get. So human design is something that's really helped me with this and helped me see my children in a different way, and also allows me to guide them more authentically, like more in alignment for themselves. Okay, so you can get a free chart, a free human design chart at Jovian Archive. There's a lot of places, but I go to Jovian Archive and I'll put a link in the show notes. And then you can see and you can kind of take a peek and get an idea of your profile, of their profiles, and understand more. There's so many places that you can go with human design and so many rabbit holes that you can go down. I want to share today a few of the key pieces and highlights for me that have helped in my parenting journey. And you can do with that information what you would like. You know, I always say, take what resonates, leave the rest. So you may feel called to explore certain things for you or certain things for your kids, and other things don't feel as interesting. That's fine. Go with how you feel. The main thing is to bring awareness to this tool as a way that you can guide yourself and guide the others in your life. So I did do an episode already just generally on human design. I interviewed Kelly Joseph. It's a great episode. So scroll back and listen to that first. It could be very helpful. Episode 45. And she goes over all of the types and authorities and all of the things. And then what I wanted to do here was just share a little bit more about my own experiences, because that could put into perspective for you ways that you can also use this information. So I generally started with looking at the type and strategy and authority for each of us. So for myself, well, I first discovered human design and used it for myself, and then later realized, like, oh my goodness, I can also use this with parenting, and wow, like all the things that I can kind of help my kids with, not only help them, but help me to understand them better, right? That kind of thing. And just generally, another general point on human design first, before I dive into each of these, is that human design shows us who we came here to be, right? And I believe that when we're kids, we are more of our true selves and our true nature. And then over time, we get conditioned and influenced by society and the world around us and culture and everything. We go to school and spend time with friends and teachers and plus parents and other family members and all of the different ways that we interact in our lives. And so then over time, you kind of try to mold more into society. And you could be like me as an adult, where then I'm trying to rediscover myself. And that's the journey that I've been on these past few years. That's why this podcast is here, Change From Within, all about discovering more of yourself in an authentic way, in an aligned way, and what feels right for you. It's kind of like peeling back the layers of an onion. And how do you get to who you really are and who you came here to be? So that's what I'm trying to use now with parenting, is that how can I support my kids with them understanding about who they already are in a way, so that they don't have to unlearn so many things later. And that most specifically for me is around the decision making, around their authority and how they use that to make decisions. Because I don't know about your kids, but my kids, sometimes they'll ask me my opinion, or they'll say, well, do you like this, or what do you like? And if they're trying to decide between two things, I don't want them to decide based on what I like. I want them to decide based on what they like. So I'm using their authority now as a way to try to teach back to them hey, what if you do it like this? What if you close your eyes and you listen to your body and you see how you feel, or, you know, you look at each piece of clothing or whatever it is and see how it feels and become aware of what your mood is and what will make you happier in that moment. There's all kinds of ways to do it, and it depends on their authority, but that's part of it, is just teaching them more of those things, giving them tools that may help them. And if they don't want to do it or they don't like it, of course, they don't have to like it like anyone else. But it gives me a way and a marker to kind of guide them to something that I think could be helpful for them. And the reason that I can even say that, I suppose, is because I have been using human design over the last few years for myself, and wow, it's been amazing. And I've definitely uncovered a lot of different layers that I have found so true, and so many things that work and don't work, and all of it. So that's why I can say now, okay, well, let me use this and parent my girls in ways that are more uniquely aligned to them. And you probably already do that in a way, because you see how your kid is and you say, like, well, this kid likes this and that one likes that. And every child is different. Every person is different. So you kind of intuitively have to do some of those things, right? This is just another tool in the toolkit that can help you with some of that. So authority is one of those ways. Even before authority is the type. So the energy type, which again, my interview with Kelly, she goes over all of them. But in this case, for me, I'm a projector. And when I learned more about projectors, which is projectors have more of it, ebbs and flows in their energy. They require a lot more rest. They're here to guide, and it's not always about the doing, which for me was very challenging when I first heard about it, because I said, no, I mean, I do things all the time and I'm so busy and all of that. And I really had to learn over the years what it looks like to rest and to not have guilt around resting, because it's not something that's kind of promoted in any way, shape, or form. And not only that, but one of my daughters is also a projector. So I'm trying to learn this for me and then also learn it for her, so that I can model something to her and I can show her, hey, you know, you can take the rest. You don't have to be going all the time. You're not going to miss out if you're not going all the time, right? Versus my other daughter is a generator, and every morning her tank is full. Her energy is there. She's ready to go for the day, and she's just going to blow through that energy throughout the day, however she does, right? And she needs to use it up. And it's very different between the two of them because, yeah, it's different styles. But as we are people, and again, with energy, you can take on the energy of the people around you. So my projector daughter, with her open centers, which is getting into more detail, but basically all the different parts of her chart where she can or will or does take in energy from other people, she can be easily influenced. It can be great when ideas come around, but then you also have to learn how to kind of clear that out and go back to your true self. So she can kind of take in from her sister that's the generator and going all day, but then I want her to also try to recognize and realize, hey, the rest is okay and you can do things differently because you are here for a different purpose and in a different way. So energy and type is another part of that I'm really trying to teach them differently for each of them. And I think it's about 70% of the population are generators. So if you are a generator, if your child is a generator, you may not have to do too much differently in terms of energy type. I see that for my generator daughter. It doesn't feel like that different for things, but for my projector daughter, it feels like I'm doing a lot of things differently. I'm approaching differently how I speak with her about things or how I share things about her energy, because it's not as common in the world around her. So then it's easier for her to be conditioned by others and kind of try to be something she's not. For example, try to be a generator or use her energy in that way, even though that's not how it's meant. So those are some of the big areas that you can look at for yourself and your child also, to see what what resonates or how you may be able to help them in a different way. The other one is the strategy. Now, strategy, I haven't done so much for the girls yet, but I have done it for me. I've worked on strategy a lot. So the projector strategy is to wait for the invitation, which means that, you know, I'm not supposed to go out and just offer my wisdom or advice or thoughts on something without someone asking me first. Because if I do that and they don't take the advice, they're basically not ready to hear it. If someone doesn't approach me first, they're not ready to hear it. So then I'll give them all this wisdom and then I'll get the symbol that you're out of alignment with. The feeling that you're out of alignment is bitterness. And it is something that I do. I get bitter and I'm like, but I put all this effort and all these things. And then that's the best word, bitter. I get bitter and then worn down and everything. And so learning that about myself has been a big deal too, learning to wait for the invitation. And my daughter's kind of young, I feel like, where it really applies to her, but I am starting to see it. I haven't learned yet exactly how to approach it with her, but I am starting to see that it would be helpful for her if she waits for people to ask her first. And that's something that I think she needs to be a little older to completely understand. But I do already see the signs of her being bitter, or, you know, she tries to insert because she sees a better way or a different way, and then it just doesn't land with people. I will say, though, that in general, understanding both of their strategies is also really helpful. So a parenting tip around strategies is that for my projector daughter, I can be the one to invite her and ask her questions about her day and invite her to share more about her perspective, and it'll feel really good for her. Versus my generator daughter, the strategy there is to respond. And so she does a lot better with yes or no type of questions to get her going, kind of have discussions and learn a little bit more, you know, have her open up about her school day or this or that. It's really more about the yes, no question. So I have used their strategies in how I approach them versus teaching them specifically about their strategies, because I feel like it's a little early for me personally to start. They are 10 and 7.5. So depending on the age and how you feel about it, you could use their strategies to help support them, or you could be teaching them also about their strategies and how they can go about their days or their interactions and so on and so forth. There's other things around profiles and incarnation cross and other pieces that I haven't gotten to as much with them. But what I wanted to highlight here for today was really around the energy type, the strategy, and the authority as ways that you can start for yourself and then also take a look for your other family members. I've also shared similar things with my husband, and really around his type and strategy and authority and even his profile. I mean, I also just shared his chart with him. You know, he wanted to see it, so I shared his chart and he kind of works through it in his own way. But I can also recognize, so for example, he makes decisions with emotional authority, which means you have waves. You have emotional waves and you kind of have to get back to neutral before you decide something. And so now it's easier for me to see that in him, and I can kind of just remind him if he's unsure about something. I'm like, well, where are you in your wave? Like, where are you in the different phases of making the decision? So I'm kind of using this tool, this human design tool, as a way to also not only help myself, but help those around me if they, you know, have a question for me. And maybe it's also just in my nature because that I'm a projector and more of a guide in general. Maybe I have that innately in me. I don't know. But that's how I've been using it. And it's been really, really helpful and eye-opening for me in a lot of ways. Again, like really from an energy perspective, from understanding everyone in the family and how they make decisions and what their style is. You know some of these things already, but putting it together in this way just helps even more. It just opens and widens the net and the perspective on things making more sense. So that's how I've used it. And I think it's a really, really powerful tool. My main suggestion is to go where you feel called. So if certain parts of the chart feel interesting to you, follow that. You don't have to start with the type and strategy and authority. A lot of people do. That's what they recommend because they're the biggest ones. But I say, you know, go where you feel called and what you're interested in, because what's the point in forcing yourself through something, right? So just see what piques your interest and start from there. Or if you have a specific challenge with your child that you're thinking, oh, how do I do this with them? How do I guide them through this? You know, maybe you start there. Maybe you start with how they make decisions because they're navigating something hard in their life and you want to help them get to the right decision for themselves, right? So there's a lot of different ways that you can apply it. I love it so much for all of these reasons and more. And that's what I wanted to share with you today, because you can really use this as a tool to leverage not only for yourself, but your family. And if you hadn't thought about that already, just putting it out there, getting it on your radar so that you can use it and it can benefit you, however it ends up doing that. So I hope you found this information helpful and useful for you in your life. I thank you so much for being here as always. And if you have a friend that also loves human design and might be interested in figuring out how it can help them in their life more and how they can use it with parenting and all the things, please go ahead and share this episode. Sharing it with others and leaving reviews are really great ways for the podcast to get seen and heard by more people. And I would love for that to happen, because I would love for this information to just go to who needs it. So yeah, leaving the reviews, because that helps the algorithms and all the things, whatever you feel called to do to support, in addition to listening, which I also find so supportive. Thank you for being here, and thank you for sharing and spreading the word. And have a great rest of your week. I will speak to you next week.